Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Makes Tough Choices Easier.
Here's what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, down in verse 25. If you look intently, that's another word for study. If you look intently into God's perfect word that gives you freedom, the more I read and study God's word, the more free I'll be. If you look intently into God's perfect word that gives you freedom, and you continue to do so, in other words, you make it a habit, the habit of daily Bible reading, daily Bible study, daily listening to the word of God, and you continue to do this, not forgetting what you've learned, in other words, you try to remember, you might even write some verses down on cards and remember them, not forgetting what you've learned, and then you put it into practice in your life, God promises this, you will be blessed in everything you do. Coronavirus or not, held hostage in your home or not, you will be blessed in everything you do if you study the word, you remember the word, you practice the word, you put it into practice in your life, you'll be blessed in everything you do. So, how do I get God's wisdom? See, then when I can make a tough decision, I can either make it on my wisdom or I can make it on God's wisdom. If I make it on God's wisdom, first, I put God first in my life, and second, I practice God's word in my life. Now, there's a third source of wisdom to make wise decisions. Write this down. I not only put God first, practice his word, I get some godly people in my life. Get some godly people into my life. Not only do I want to have God's word in my life, I want to have people in my life who also know God's word. The people you hang out with the most right now are either helping you or hurting you. They're either building your fear or they're building your faith. They're either making you more cowardly or more courageous. They're either causing you to worry or you're causing you to worship. They're either stress generators in your life or they're stress relievers in your life. The quality of your life and the quality of your decisions and the quality of your choices will be determined by who you spend the most time with. So you need to choose your friends wisely. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says this, if you keep company with wise people, you'll become wise. But if you hang out with foolish people, you'll suffer from making bad choices because they make bad choices. Now, I realize that with so many of us being told to stay at home in our houses, this may seem like a difficult thing to do. How do I get with godly people? But actually, the opposite is true. We now have all kinds of free technology like Zoom and Skype and FaceTime and Microsoft Teams and a lot of others, countless other connection platforms where you can hang out with godly people, shoot, on the other side of the world and still be at home. How do I know this? I've been doing it all week. In fact, in the last month, where I've been at home much of that time, I have interacted with more people than I could have ever met with face to face. I have been doing Zoom calls with my staff and Zoom calls with members and Zoom calls with my small group and Zoom calls with my kids and Zoom calls with my grandkids and everybody else. I have a meet with my elders once or twice a day. And it's that social distancing rule is there. But you can do this. Just learn a simple technology. And don't just sit at home binging on Netflix or old movies. Spend some time with godly people. Set up a regular call. Because when you do that, you'll gain wisdom. Trusting God makes tough choices easier. Why? Because he gives me wisdom when I ask for it. How does he give it wisdom? When I put him first, when I practice his word, when I spend time with other people who know his word, godly people. He gives me wisdom when I ask for it. But there's another way God helps you make difficult decisions. When I trust God, he frees me from second guessing. Write this down. When I trust God, he frees me from second guessing. Now, you know what I'm talking about. You've got a tough, difficult, rough choice to make. And you can't decide which way, this way or that way, this way or that way, this way or that way. And finally, you make a tough choice. And then the moment you make the choice, you start doubting yourself. You start guessing yourself. Second guessing. You agonize it over it. Did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Few things will make you more miserable in life than second guessing yourself. And some of you are pros at it. It can be self-inflicted torture. Some of you are really, really good at torturing yourself with self-doubt and with second guessing yourself. But God says, this is dumb. And this is why he wants you to trust him. Because when you trust him, he sets you free from second guessing yourself. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 24 says this. Anyone with God's wisdom will know what makes good sense. Okay, you're going to know. But foolish people can never make up their minds. Why am I trying to make up? I can't make up my mind because I'm depending on my wisdom. I'm not depending on God's wisdom. I'm not in the word. I'm not with godly people. He isn't first in my life. But James 1, 6 to 8 talks about when you ask God for wisdom, you can't be double-minded. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8 says this. When you ask God for wisdom, you must believe and expect God to answer. Because anyone who starts doubting is like a wave in the sea that's blown and tossed around by the ever-changing winds. Let me stop right there for a minute. We are in a season of ever-changing winds. With this coronavirus, the winds change sometimes by the hour. We're now doing it this way? No, we're doing it that way. Now this is the problem? No, this is the problem. And in the days and the months ahead, things are going to be changing sometimes by the hour. You don't want to be tossed back and forth like a wave by the ever-changing winds. He says, don't be double-minded. He says, because if you do that, you won't get God's wisdom if you're double-minded, where you're always wavering back and forth. That only makes you unstable and insecure in everything you do. When you're double-minded, when you second-guess yourself, when you doubt yourself, it makes you unstable in everything you do. Now, that word double-minded in Greek in the Bible literally means two-souled. It means two-souled. You're pulled in opposite directions. You have divided loyalties. You're ambivalent. You're vacillating back and forth. You ever feel like that? You're not sure what to do? Well, that kind of indecision, that double-mindedness, that self-doubt, that causes instability. Second-guessing creates unstable emotions, and second-guessing creates unstable relationships. You know, I remember hearing about a psychologist who asked a client, are you indecisive? And the person said, well, yes and no. I said, I used to be, but now I'm not sure. It not only creates instability in your emotions and in your relationships, double-mindedness creates an unstable spiritual life. It blocks your prayers. Look at that verse again. It says, don't expect to receive anything from God if you're doubting and double-minded. It blocks your prayers. Being indecisive keeps us from receiving what God wants to give us. Okay? So let's review. When I have a tough decision to make, trusting God makes tough choices easier. First, because he gives me his wisdom when I ask for it. And second, he frees me from self-doubt and second-guessing when I trust in him. Number three, here's the third benefit. When I trust God, he acts on my behalf. When I trust God, God acts. He moves into action. He moves mountains on my behalf. See, God is not moved by our whining, our complaining, our griping. But God moves into action. He moves mountains. He moves blockades. He moves barriers in our lives when we trust him. Trusting God moves God into action. And I mentioned this earlier. Some of you got rent or mortgage due in the next week or two, and you're out of work. You've got a really tough choice to make. You know, Jesus said this in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. According to your faith, it will be done. God says you get to choose how much I bless your life. You have big faith, you get big blessing. Little faith, little blessing. No faith, no blessing. According to your faith, you get to choose how much I bless you, even in the middle of this coronavirus. How much will you trust me for? God says, when I trust God, he moves into action. Let me give you one more. Number four, this is a big encouragement. When you have to make a tough decision about your job, about your kids, about where you live, any kind of major decision or minor one is just tough. When I trust God, this is number four. When I trust God, he uses even my mistakes. He uses even my mistakes. What am I saying? I'm saying when I trust God, even if I make the wrong decision, God will still bring good out of it. I can't lose. That makes the stress level go down dramatically. When I have a tough decision to make, and I don't know, do I choose this or do I choose this? They're equally good, they're equally bad, they're equally painful. I don't know. But when I make the decision in faith, and I make the decision trusting God, God says this in Romans 8:28. We know that God causes everything, that's even my mistakes, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those of us who love him and are called to live his purpose for us. If you love God and you really want his purpose for your life, you can't miss God's will. Even if you make a wrong decision, God says, that's okay. I'll bring good out of it. I'll fit it into the plan. I'll use it for good. You can relax. That's an amazing thing to remember when you have a tough decision to make. They're both equally bad. They're both equally good. They're both equally painful. God says, if I trust him, he will use even my mistakes. Even if I choose the wrong thing, but I'm doing it in faith. I'm doing it with a good conscience. I'm doing it trying to honor God. God says, I will use this for good in your life. That ought to help you relax, because you can't, God says, I'm your safety net. Even if you happen to choose the wrong thing or not the second of the two things, I'll still use it for good in your life. That's not a promise for everybody. It's a promise for those who love God and who are trying to live by his purpose.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he's created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box. And it is beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and this new scripture box makes a great gift too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
If you love God and you really want his purpose for your life, you can't miss God's will. Even if you make a wrong decision, God says, that's okay. I'll bring good out of it. I'll fit it into the plan. I'll use it for good. You can relax. That's an amazing thing to remember when you have a tough decision to make. They're both equally bad. They're both equally good. They're both equally painful. God says, if I trust him, he will use even my mistakes. Even if I choose the wrong thing, but I'm doing it in faith, I'm doing it with a good conscience, I'm doing it trying to honor God, God says, I will use this for good in your life. That ought to help you relax, because you can't, God says, I'm your safety net. Even if you happen to choose the wrong thing, or not the second of the two things, I'll still use it for good in your life. That's not a promise for everybody. It's a promise for those who love God and who are trying to live by his purpose. You know, I'd like to pray for you right now. And then I'd like to talk to you about some next steps that you can practice this week. Would you bow your head? I want you to think of a difficult decision you're facing right now. And I want you to give it to God. And then I want you to pray this prayer. Say, dear God, I want to trust you with my life. I want to trust you with my life by putting you first in my life. I want to trust you to give me the wisdom I need because I'm asking for it. Help me to get into your word and to learn your word and to practice it, and to find out what you say about life. I'm going to trust you to bring good friends into my life who are godly. Help me to stop hanging out with people who tear down my faith, who build up my fear, and to spend more time this week, even if it's on Skype or Zoom, or to start a relationship with somebody who's wise because they know your word. I'm asking you to help me have your wisdom through your word and through your people and through your circumstances of life. Guide me and direct me. Help me to make wise decisions. And then, Lord, I'm asking you to help me to trust you in every little area, knowing that I don't have to second guess myself, that you will give me, with faith, the power to stop torturing myself over decisions. Because I know that even if I made a second best decision, you're going to bring good out of it. Thank you for that comfort. Thank you for that assurance. Thank you that you work all things together for good in my life. With our heads still bowed, if you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life, God wants to give you more than wisdom. He wants to give you his salvation. He wants to give you a personal relationship. He wants to become your friend. So would you say in your heart, dear Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but I want a friendship with you. I want a relationship with God. I know I'm not God. I know I've made a lot of mistakes, and I need your forgiveness. But I'm turning my life over to you, the good, the bad, the ugly, every part of it. I want the rest of my life to be the best of my life, and I want to learn to love you and trust you. And I'm opening my life to you, Jesus Christ. I'm saying, as best as I can say, as humbly as I can say it, yes to you today. And I ask you to give me your spirit and your forgiveness and your salvation. I humbly ask this in your name. Amen. God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick at PastorRick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the scripture box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource, or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God has five purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love him, that's worship. He wants you to belong to his family, that's fellowship. He wants you to grow in him, that's discipleship. He wants you to serve him, that's your ministry, and he wants you to share him with others, that's your mission. Today, I want to close by mentioning some important things about worship. Worship means that we surrender ourselves to God to do what he asks us to do. You were designed by God to worship something, and if you don't worship God, you're going to end up worshiping something else. You see, we place our faith in things or people around the world, and when we do that, it always lets us down. Only God will never let you down. He will never abandon you. But when you come to him in simple love and you surrender to him, you discover he's not a tyrant, but he's a savior. He's not a boss, but he's a brother. He's not a dictator, he's a friend. And when you come and totally surrender your life to God, you enter into the heart of worship. That's where you really get to know and love God, and you get to really know how much he loves you. Today, I want you to praise God for what he's done in your life and for how much he loves you unconditionally. That's called worship.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.